Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 11th juz, 11th para was recited. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued mentioning the famous battle of Tabuk, which was near the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while before his demise. And in here, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were commanded to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the first command, a compulsory command. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to differentiate between the Sahaba and the Munafiq and the hypocrite. That is why ulama have mentioned that how will a person recognize the difference between a Sahabi and a Munafiq and a hypocrite? It was through jihad. For example, those Sahaba radiallahu anhu took part in the battle of Badr, where Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif the great virtues. Similarly in Hudaybiyah, those who took part, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah was happy with the believers. And in the battle of Tabuk also, whoever took part, because Allah says, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ, those who took part in that battle, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven them, Allah has overlooked them. So all of these are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the books of hadith also, you will always find next to the Sahabi's name, كَانَ بَدْرِيًا شهيد الْحُدَيْبِيَةِ, he was present for Hudaybiyah, he was a Badri Sahabi, he had this quality, he had that quality. So when a person reads that there, then immediately a person understands that this person took part in this battle. So these are his virtues. The Quran Sharif has actually mentioned the virtues of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So nobody till Qiyamah can have any doubt. That is why it is a famous saying amongst the ulama, As-Sahaba tu kulluhum adul. That the Sahaba, every one of them is just. You can accept them wholeheartedly. Because they, Allah Ta'ala himself testifies to their piety, to their truthfulness, to their greatness in the Quran Sharif. And how did Allah Ta'ala testify to it? By the means of jihad. Those who took part in certain battles, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them certain titles. As Hazrat mentioned the other day, and it's also famous about Umar Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, he always mentioned that in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, people were recognized by the khidmat which they had made of deen. They were given those kind of titles. Example, he was a Badri Sahabi, he was a person who had done this, he was a Hafiz of Quran, he was a Qari of Quran, he was an Alim of deen. This is how they, even when they spoke to somebody, when they address somebody or they call somebody, then this is actually how they, what khidmat of deen this person had done, what sacrifices he had made for deen, this was actually put forward. And in today's time, unfortunately, it's all dunyawi titles, because that is in the hearts of people, the love of dunya. So-and-so is a professor, so-and-so is a doctor, etc. But anyhow, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they looked at how much of mujahada and sacrifice the person had made for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this surah, so Allah Ta'ala had commanded them all to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But all those who are munafiqs and hypocrites, they remain behind in Madinah Munawwara. And the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu went out. There was a few Sahaba radiallahu anhu who had stayed back. Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu amongst them. They were all Badri Sahabi, three of them. And there were some others also. Then eventually they went out later on. And then Allah Ta'ala forgave them also. Some of them tied themselves to the pillars in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala forgave them also. And Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu and his two companions, when they had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not lie to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ, when you will return back to them, they will come to you with all funny excuses. The munafiqs and hypocrites, when a person has done wrong, he should not try to justify his action, he should try to ask for forgiveness and show that he had made a mistake. Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, so anyhow, Allah Ta'ala gives severe warning about these people, that they have come to take customs by you and false oaths by you, so you must become pleased with them. Even if, O Nabi of Allah, if you are pleased with them, remember Allah will never be pleased with such people. Allah is upset with such people. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muhajirin and Ansar, and all those people till Qiyamah, الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ, who will follow them with ikhlas and sincerity. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has prepared for them such gardens flowing beneath their rivers, and they will remain there forever and forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, this is a great success. So following Sahaba radiallahu anhum with sincerity, this is also, it means there's three groups Allah mentioned, the Muhajirin, the Ansar, and whoever after that comes, they will have to follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There is no other way. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the munafiqs and the hypocrites. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the fitnas which they had made. One masjid they had built, masjid at Zirar, and to cause harm to the Muslims, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded that you must destroy this masjid of theirs, and you must burn it to the ground. On the other hand, there is another masjid built on taqwa, Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the first day it was made, it was built with a correct intention. So this is a greater, it is quite a greater right that a person must stand there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who utilize water when they are purifying themselves. فِي رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا, to utilize water is a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says Allah loves those people who keep themselves pure, who purify themselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, and in place of their lives and wealth, which is completely filthy, pure, dirty, which has got no real value, and Allah has given it to us. But Allah sees their lives and their wealth. Allah has bought it from the believers, and what is going to give them in place of that? And He'll give them Jannah. He'll give them paradise in place of that. They fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They kill others, and they themselves are killed. This is a promise which Allah ta'ala has made, not only in the Quran Sharif, in the Torah and in the Injil and the Quran Sharif. And who can fulfill his pact and promise more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So be happy with this day and transaction which you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is great success. And other qualities which are found amongst the believers. At-ta'ibun, al-'abidun, al-hamidun. Allah says those who are always making tawbah. Those who have got the quality of bandagi, servitude. They humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear and we obey. Those who are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Those who are fasting. At-ta'ibun can mean to fast. Or those who are traveling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are always engaged in ruku and sajda, those who are commanding righteousness, and those who are preventing evil, وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, and those who are keeping in mind the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Imam Abu Rawah al-Hassab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that Allah mentioned this after الْأَمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ النَّهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, those commanding righteousness and preventing evil, because many times they exceed the bounds. As our Hazrat mentions many times, that we have to do the right thing, command righteousness, prevent evil, do it the right thing, but do it in the right way. There is a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. One is a person without knowing all the laws, he just goes and blurts out something, and he causes more fitna, he causes more trouble, he does not know the bounds. For this reason, Mawlana Abu Rawah al-Hassab rahmatullah wrote a kitab actually, Ahkam al-Tabligh, the laws of Tabligh, which is translated in English also, where he explained all the boundaries. He said, like how Salah has got certain laws, and the person can't just say, I have to perform Salah, but there are certain rules and regulations of Salah, how a person must perform the Salah. Similarly, for commanding righteousness and preventing from evil, there are certain laws and bounds of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala has kept. So a person must keep all of those bounds in mind, certain adab and etiquette. So then this will cause, will be of benefit. And if it's not followed, and the proper conditions are not followed, many times it leads people towards even more evil, more harm they cause, instead of doing goodness. So anyhow, Allah mentions, وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. Similarly, commanding righteousness and preventing evil, one of the highest forms of it is jihad. Jihad is a very great amal, and as we mentioned the other day, you must have the desire within our heart. But obviously now there are certain laws and regulations. Example, in our country, a person can't stand up, oh, we're going to make jihad now. There are certain rules and regulations that can be done under Darul Islam. There must be Amir al-Mu'mineen. And there are certain other conditions the fuqaha have mentioned. So it's not possible in our country yesterday for a person just to stand up and he wants to go and start killing people, or he just innocent people, a person goes and kills. This is, it's completely haram. It's a major guna a person is doing. So there are certain laws and regulations in Sharia, and a person must not follow his jazba and desires, but he must follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that those who have got these qualities, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, then give glad tidings to the believers. They are the ones who have got true iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those three sahaba radiallahu anhum who had stayed back from the battle. They were given severe punishment by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 50 days they were boycotted. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Allah says, Allah ta'ala has overlooked, and Allah ta'ala has turned his attention towards the believers, the muhajirin and the ansar. وَعَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, and those three sahaba radiallahu anhum who had been kept back. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, despite the earth being so vast, it became tight upon them. And their own nafs became tight upon them. They felt very uncomfortable. And this is a sign of iman, when a person does something wrong and thereafter he feels upset about it. And this is a sign of iman a person has got within himself. And they thought that there is no place of refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala turned his attention towards them so that they can make tawbah. Allah gave them the tawfiq of tawbah. Allah ta'ala he will accept the tawbah of people. He is the most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave four points thereafter in future that you had made a mistake. But keep these four points in mind. Number one, ittaqullah. Always have taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. Yeah, this mujahideen, the jamaat of mujahideen who had gone out, the sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, stay in their company, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. This is one very easy way of getting taqwa. Many people feel taqwa is very, very difficult. Our buzurgs mentioned, stay in the company of the pious people. Taqwa won't become easy, it will become enjoyable for a person. To stay away from sins will become enjoyable for a person. So anyhow, these two commands Allah gave, certain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that no matter how, even if you have to suffer some losses, worldly losses, don't ever stay away from the command of Allah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't stay back from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, join him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, Allah mentioned, that whatever steps you are making in the path of Allah, whatever difficulty you are going through, you are definitely going to get rewarded for it. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah will never ever destroy the reward of those who are doing good actions. And nafaqatan saghiratan wala kabiratan. Small amount you spend, big amount you spend. Any place you are traversing, it is being written for a person, it's getting rewarded. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even though jihad is such a great amal and ibadat, but learning the knowledge of deen also is a very great ibadat. That is why when the people are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them must not go out. One jamaat must remain back in Madinah Munawwara and to learn litafaqahu fi deen, to get the faqat and understanding of deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They must acquire the knowledge of deen. And after they getting the knowledge of deen, what is their duty and responsibility? Well, yunziru qawmahum. When they go back to the people, it is their duty now to convey the message and to inform their people and to bring them also closer towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what a great Nabi Allah has given you, that he has come to you from amongst yourselves, and azizun alayhi ma'anittum, whatever puts you in difficulty is very hard upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the extreme love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got for you people. Harisun alaykum, and all the time he is greedy, he is desirous of benefit for you people. And bil mu'mineena ra'ufur rahim, but the believer is extremely compassionate and merciful, and has complete mercy. Ra'ufun, he wants to remove all harms from you. And Rahim, he wants all benefit for the Muslims, for the believers. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that these two qualities were specially reserved only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other people got one of the qualities, but the two qualities together was only given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the human beings. Allah says, Ra'ufur Rahim. What compassion and love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So what a great Nabi you have got. Why should you turn to anybody else? فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا, but if you turn away, then tell them, حَزْبِي اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for me, لا إله إلا هو, عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon him I put my trust, and he is the Rabb, creator and sustainer of the great arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abu Budruks mentioned, when a person realizes that Allah is the owner and sustainer of the arsh, then he won't waste his time in fighting with people now, and arguing with people, and debating, because he knows everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I put my full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that he doesn't waste his time in all futile small things of this world. So we should try to read this dua also. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening. Allah ta'ala will remove all wadis and constant كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Wadis the person has got in this world also, and regarding the matters of akhirat, Allah will suffice the person. Allah will protect the person from this. This is one of the wazifas which prescribed by our Hazrat. Morning and evening a person should try and recite it. The next surah is Surah Yunus. And now we find that generally in the Quran Sharif, many of the surahs are all Makki surahs. And in the Makki surahs, in the Madani surahs, many laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were mentioned in great detail. And all ahkam and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, of jihad and all the different actions a person must do, and against the Jews, against the Christians, etc. In these surahs, mainly Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risalat, Akhirat, the life of the year after, and Quran, Dawah towards the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala mentions this. Some ulama say that this surah, one of the main themes of this surah is Dawah to the Quran. Allah ta'ala is giving Dawah towards the Quran Sharif. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off in many of these surahs explaining the value of the Quran Sharif, how great the Quran Sharif is. Tilka ayatul kitab al hakim. These are the ayat of a kitab which is full of hikmat and wisdom. One meaning of hakim is full of wisdom. Every kind of wisdom, it has got the highest levels of knowledge. And one other meaning of hakim is muhkam, very, very strong. It will not be abrogated till the day of qiyamah. And whatever laws are there, they are 100%. There is no nuqsan in it, there is no kami, no deficiency, and there is no excess in it. It is the most perfect laws. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that why are you people surprised that Allah ta'ala has sent wahi and revelation to the people, to warn the people. You people are surprised that Allah ta'ala has sent a Nabi as a human being, but you people are prepared to accept stones as idols and you start worshipping them. Such a stupid thing you do, and you cannot accept that a human being has come as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his qudrat when a person looks in the world, creating the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the whole world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has made the sun a very bright light for a people. The moon, Allah has made it a dim light for the people. And Allah has put them in stages so a person can work out the years. A person can work out his hisab, his counting. For example, now it's in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. All of this year Allah ta'ala has given us by means of the sun and the moon. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah has created this year. There's a certain purpose and object before it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the changing of the night and the day. And whatever Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, for those people who have got taqwa within themselves, they will see these things and they will understand Allah ta'ala's qudrat and Allah ta'ala's power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when the Quran Sharif is recited to certain people, those who do not believe in the akhirat, they say, اِتِقْ بِقُرْآنٍ خَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْ. Bring another Quran besides this one here. or make some changes in the Quran Sharif, change some laws. Some of the laws are very difficult upon us, so we don't want to follow it. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not possible for me that I must change it from my own self also. In a tabi'u illa ma yuha ilay. I only follow that which has been revealed and sent down to me. I have to follow that. I am the Nabi of Allah, so I cannot make my own shariat. I cannot make my own laws. I am also following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I have to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear myself, a very severe punishment will come down. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one sign of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stayed amongst the people, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, for 40 years. He never spoke lies in that time. Now when he comes to age of 40, where a person now normally starts preparing for akhirat, where will he ever speak lies? You people used to call him Sadiq and Amin, the most truthful person, the most trustworthy person. So Allah says, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمَرًا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a long while I lived amongst you people. Don't you use your brains and aqal? Why will I start speaking lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm not making up this from my own head. It has definitely come to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man by nature, unfortunately, when Allah ta'ala, when difficulties come upon him, then suddenly he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then when the difficulties go away from him, then again he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should not be the quality of a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you are in a ship, and now you are moving, everything, all of the conditions are favorable, you are very happy there. Suddenly one storm comes, a gale comes, and now the waves are covering the people from every direction, and people feel they will be drowned. Then suddenly they call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they've got sincerity in their actions. Wallahi, if you save us from this, we will make shukr and thank you. But when Allah ta'ala saves them, suddenly they are causing trouble in the earth again. Allah ta'ala says, remember, whatever zulam and oppression you are doing in the world, Allah anfusikum, it's against yourselves. And if you think you are getting some worldly benefits, it's mata' al-hayat dunya. It's some benefits for a few days in this world. And what's the example of this? Allah ta'ala says, the example of this worldly life is the water coming down, the beautiful plantations coming up. And for a few days you take benefit of it. It looks so beautiful, so nice, and you think you've got full control over it. Suddenly Allah's command comes in the night time or the daytime, and that whole crop is completely destroyed, like it never existed yesterday. Today how people are living, the buildings and whatever they have got. And after 10 years, 15 years you come, you see everything is gone. You see, you don't even remember he had a business here. Now it has completely changed. The whole world has changed. It was like it never existed yesterday. So this is the example of this worldly life. Why are you running after this worldly life? Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling you to the house of salamity and safety and protection, where there will never be all of these kinds of worries and griefs, and your property will be protected forever and forever. You yourself will remain protected. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Those who've got the quality of ihsan, who are doing good, for them is goodness and jannat وَزِيَادَةً, and even greater than that there, which is to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest bounty in the akhirat. Allah ta'ala make us among those people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many dalail and proofs regarding the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person ponders, any person will see, like the Quran Sharif, bring one surah like the Quran Sharif, call whoever you want to in the world, you will not be able to do so. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that at every moment He is watching us. Every action which a person is doing, you're making tilawat of Quran, whatever action you are doing, Allah is fully aware exactly. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the Quran Sharif, that it is a mu'idatu min rabbikum, a nasihat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It's a cure for the sicknesses which are in the heart of a person, and it is a means of hidayat and guidance and mercy who will follow it for the believers. Tell the people of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bifadlillahi wa birahmati, with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the great bounty of the Quran Sharif, for this people must be happy. It is far greater than whatever of the people in the world are gathering, all the wealth and all the things of this thing, of the world. It can never ever compare to the Quran Sharif. What a great bounty Allah ta'ala has given to you people. So hold firm unto the Quran Sharif. And when a person does this, he will become amongst the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives some promises for them. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear upon them, no grief. They are the ones who have got iman and taqwa. And Allah will give them great tidings in this worldly life and in the year after also. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Ulama say it means the awliya Allah, those people who they never have turned away from the things of this world, the small things of the world, and they full gaze on the akhirat now. So when a person's gaze and his yaqeen and conviction is in the akhirat, so no matter whatever happens in this world, a person is not overcome by fears of this world. I will lose my money, I will lose my job, I will lose all of these things, because his nazar is on the akhirat, that even if I go through some harm in this world, there's nothing to fear for me regarding the future. And regarding the past, whatever worldly things also a person has lost in this world, there's no gham, no sorrow. He regards them as so small. I lost nothing at all, like some sand castle, a small child is playing with the sand. The ocean comes and takes it away. He doesn't cry, because he knew that thing has got no value at all. I'm going to my house now. It is a very big house. This is a solid house. A small sandcastle is of no real benefit to me. Those who are the awliya Allah, they've got no dunya in their heart. They gaze on the akhirat. So all worldly fears and worldly sorrows, it doesn't affect them because their mind is in the akhirat. Yes, natural fears which come, that comes to every single person, even it came to the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Example, an animal is chasing a person, whatever. A person has got that kind of fear. There is no harm in this. This is a normal and natural feeling. You fear the enemy will kill you, etc. Person has got the fear, it's no problem. But the matters of dunya, things of this world, person is fear also in the future. My sustenance, I'm not going to get it at all. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one giving the rosy and sustenance. So those who are the awliya Allah, their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His worldly fears and the worldly grief comes out from that person's heart. He doesn't, and he's now nazar is towards the akhirat. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُمْ. Whatever evil they are speaking to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let it not put you in grief, because izzat and honor lies only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the last ruku', the last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he came to his people, he gave them da'wah, they were not prepared to accept, they were eventually destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam came to his people, they also were not prepared to accept, and eventually they were destroyed. And Allah ta'ala told them that you are in difficulty, in problems, what you must do, وَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Make your houses, some ulama say Qibla means in the direction of Qibla, and perform salah inside there. So Firaun was not allowing the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of worship. So Allah ta'ala said, perform your salah, and by means of salah, Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come to you. Other ulama say وَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً means make your houses qubalatan, next to one another. Have an Islamic environment. It'll be easy for a person to practice upon deen. Do not leave the environment of the Islam. Today, unfortunately, many people are leaving the places where the Muslim settlements are, the Muslim areas where the masajid are, etc. And they are going to other places where there are non-Muslim people living around them. There's no environment of deen. It's very easy for a person to get lost. So yeah, the one encouragement is try to stay in places where there's an environment of deen. And anyhow, eventually, Firaun and his people were destroyed. The final incident, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, and how eventually they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Allah's azab came upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Allah Ta'ala did not, he removed his punishment from these people because they turned to their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, haqq has come to you. The Quran Sharif has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who holds firm unto it, he will take hidayat and guidance, it's only for his own benefit. But a person who leaves it and goes away from it, he's only causing harm to himself. It is only my duty now to inform you people. I cannot force you people to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow whatever wahi and revelation has come to you. You have conveyed the message, you continue conveying the message, but you yourself remain firm on it and make sabr until the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Allah is the best of judges. Allah ta'ala is the best of the ones who will pass a fatwa and judgment what exactly must happen in the future, but you continue on the path of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal.